It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks, thanks so much for coming back. I'm really excited about this segment because I'm turning 50 soon, and I do notice, I can't believe it, every single day I look in the mirror and I'm like, hey, where'd my collagen go? What's going on there? But I've got the esteemed Dr. Trevor Cates, who's also a naturopathic doctor. She's also known as the spa doctor, and she actually graduated from National College of Natural Medicine, and that's the school up in Portland in 2000. And she also, this is, I love, because I work with Trevor during California getting licensed as primary care doctors for naturopathic doctors. It was Senate Bill 907. I will never forget those numbers. But she was the first woman licensed as a naturopathic doctor in the state of California. Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Holly. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so I know you've had such a distinguished career. I mean, you went from being the first woman licensed in the state of California, and then Governor Schwarzenegger at the time appointed you to the California Bureau of Naturopathic Medicine. And then you went on to serve on the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians Board, and you went on to get your master's degree, even though you already had a doctorate. And so I think that you are all that in a bag of chips, but I'm really glad that you're here because we're going to be talking about skincare, four keys to glorious, gorgeous skin. And I want to get right to it because I only got you for a little bit.
Right, I know. And our skin is so important. It's the largest organ of our body, and it covers and protects our body, right? So we want to take really good care of it. And our skin is one of the best indicators of how healthy we are on the inside. And I know you've talked about that on your show, and you take care of the rest of your body, you can definitely improve your skin. So I want to talk a lot about that today, because when our skin is dry and splotchy, saggy, and we have skin problems like acne, eczema, rosacea, and also those premature wrinkles, fine lines, it's a sign that something's out of balance within the body, and we need to restore that balance. So it's a lot about looking for those underlying causes that trigger skin problems and address those. So I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, right? I always say the skin is like it's like a barometer of what's going on inside. So what are signs of truly vibrant, healthy skin?
Signs of truly vibrant, healthy skin. I mean, you could just see it. You see that glow that people have, and whether they wear makeup or not, you can't really cover that up with makeup. You know if somebody's got that great skin. And so the things that hold people back from that, there are four things that I find that are really the underlying, those root causes: environment, hormone balance, digestive problems, and detoxification issues. So those are the four things. And so, you know, when we talk about environment, the first one, you know, a lot of people think of sun exposure. You don't want to get to stay out in the sun too much. And we know that cigarette smoking, of course, causes us to age prematurely, right? All the wrinkles around the mouth.
Right.
But other toxins in our environment also cause that oxidative damage, like cigarette smoking and sun damage. So we need to be careful about what we're exposed to in our air, water, food, and even the personal care products that we use.
Great. Well, I mean, I mentioned EWG.org all the time, where there's that Safe Cosmetic database. That's a great point.
Yeah. So, you know, people think about, they think about the sun and they think about tobacco smoke, but they don't think about, a lot of times people don't think about pesticides, heavy metal solvents that are in our environment, and that oxidative damage that it causes to the skin and causes it to break down. And also another environmental component that people sometimes don't think about with related to the skin is stress. Because when we're overly stressed, it can cause damage. And one of the ways it causes damage is hormone balance, which takes me to the second one, the underlying causes hormone balance.
Nice and transition there. The key.
So thyroid, adrenal, sex hormones, all of these play a role in having healthy skin. And when we're stressed out a lot, it's going to affect our adrenals. It can eventually throw off our thyroid. So if people have symptoms of hormone imbalances, say they have dry skin, but also maybe they're tired a lot, or they have difficulty losing weight, they have kind of fatigue, low drive, and maybe they even have problems like PMS or regular cycles, those sorts of things can be signs that the hormones are out of balance. And if you help restore those hormones into a better balance, you're going to see healthier skin. So you're going to see skin not being quite as dry. It's going to be, you know, more toned and plumper, you know, without all those fine lines and things.
Now, I think that's such a great point. So environmental factors, hormone balance, and then you say digestion. I want to hear more about this, and I'm sure everybody listening does too, because I know, in school we had a saying called heal the hole, you know, and it's the hole that basically starts at your mouth and ends way back there, because so much of our overall health has to do with digestion, but skin and digestion, that's completely curious to me.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't make that connection. Certainly, it's not something that dermatologists talk about or a lot of estheticians, skincare specialists. And that's because I see so much of skin problems, especially things like eczema and acne, come from digestive problems. So people have, I'm sure you've talked about leaky gut syndrome or hyperpermeability of the digestive tract on your show. And that is that if our digestive tract lining becomes more permeable than it should be, then particles can slip through there. The body sees those as foreign substances and creates an immune inflammatory response, which can lead to a number of different symptoms, including skin problems. So we need to make sure that our digestive system is strong. So it's doing things like making sure you're getting plenty of great fiber in your diet, eating a healthy, well-balanced diet, getting those antioxidant-rich foods, and then also taking, if you have digestive problems, taking things like probiotics and maybe even L-glutamine.
Nice. Yeah. So being able, and, you know, I always encourage people, gosh, if you are having persistent digestive issues, because like we said, you know, it's such a major, major thing for the rest of your health, including great skin health, go see naturopathic.org. You can find a licensed naturopathic physician around you to get some assistance, one or two visits, and you're just going to be cleared up. And that's naturopathic.org. All right. So your final one that you talk about when it comes to skin health, I mean, I just want to review them because it's the environment. And we've talked about being able to reduce exposure wherever we can on the outside and on what you put the inside, hormone balance, digestion. And then Ray, my buddy, was here on the show earlier talking about detoxification.
Yeah. So detoxification is really important because when we have these exposure to toxins in the environment, like we all do, it doesn't matter where in the world we live. And if we live in the countryside or in a city, we're all exposed to toxins. So we want our pathways of detoxification to be working really well. We want great liver and kidney function. We also want to be able to perspire effectively because we could get toxins out through the skin. So we need detoxification pathways to be working well in order to have that healthy, vibrant skin. So, you know, a lot of it has to do with healthy eating practices, you know, those antioxidant-rich foods, as well as exercise and you know, maybe doing liver cleanses periodically, including things like, you know, juicing and healthy smoothies. Those sorts of things are great. And what we want to do is really enhance our liver and kidney function. And after, you know, we're doing all this work to reduce our exposure to toxins, the first thing I talked about, but we also want to make sure that our detoxification pathways are working while you're drinking filtered water and maybe some nice herbal teas that give kidney and liver support. So those are some things that people could do on a regular daily basis, and then also consider doing some liver cleanses and liver cleansing support maybe a few times a year just to make sure that everything's working well. But really it's those day-to-day choices that we make that really add up.
Yeah, it's the daily detox. People get way too confused about, or they get resistant to a detoxification process or what have you. All right, Trevor, thank you so much. Snuck up on me. We've only got about 15 seconds. Where can people find more of you?
DrTrevorCates.com. I also have a free 21-day Healthy Habits Challenge right now on my website for a limited time, so I hope people come in and sign up for that.
All right, that's Dr. Trevor Cates. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This has been Mindful Medicine. Thank you so much.